Barbara Streisand declares Trump mentally unfit at Jay Leno hosted Biden fundraiser. By David Ng on July 27, 2020. Hollywood celebrities took turns bashing President Donald Trump during a virtual fundraiser for Joe Biden on Sunday that reportedly raised more than $760,000 for the presumptive Democrat presidential nominee. But it was Barbara Streisand who had some of the harshest words for the commander-in-chief during a star-filled evening that included appearances by John Legend, Julianne Moore, Rob Reiner, Kristen Chenoweth and former Tonight Show host Jay Leno. "Let's face it, Trump is unfit, mentally and morally, to hold this distinguished office," Streisand said during the event, which was streamed on Facebook. She adding that Biden is a decent and ethical man with an open mind and open heart. Streisand described the violent rioting in cities like Portland and Seattle as peaceful. "The military was designed to protect us, not attack us. But a few weeks ago, Trump called out the troops against peaceful protesters. That's what cowards do when they are scared. Donald Trump has failed us," she said. "And we cannot survive 4 more years of his incompetence. I'm sad and embarrassed by his lack of humanity." Joe Biden didn't put in an appearance on Sunday. Instead, donors were treated to appearances by Hillary Clinton and Pete Buttigieg. The gaffe-prone former vice president has made himself scarce in recent months, avoiding the spotlight and limiting his time in front of the camera. Sunday's fundraiser featured a musical theater theme, with performances by Broadway veterans Kristen Chenoweth and Sarah Bareilles. Wicked composer Stephen Schwartz reportedly wrote original music for the evening, which began with a Zoom ensemble performance led by Tituss Burgess, who wore a Black Lives Matter t-shirt. Kristen Chenoweth mocked President Trump with a number that included the lyrics, "I'll tell you what ties to wear, maybe dye your hair. Everything that really counts to be popular." Deadline reported that the online event raised $760,000 in small donation for the Biden campaign. Hollywood is a dependable cash register for Democratic presidential candidates who rely on celebrity and studio executive bundlers to bring in the big bucks. In past elections, Democrats have depended heavily on Harvey Weinstein to corral celebrity donations. Weinstein was a major supporter of Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. But the former Miramax boss is now languishing in prison after being convicted in February of rape and sexual assault. The Oscar-winning producer has been accused by scores of women of sexual harassment and sexual assault over a period of 3 decades. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.